basically just want to start off by saying that it's like, I see, along with everyone else, the destruction of the Gulf Coast states, especially the city of New Orleans. I see the recruiters that have gone out to Houston, that have gone out to San Antonio to prey on the evacuees from the Gulf Coast states. I see the devastation that has come to Houston again and the rest of Texas, and additional devastation in the areas from further flooding, from the further torrential rains that have been brought by Hurricane Rita. And what it does is it makes me very, very angry, because this did not have to happen. They could end this war right now, and they would have the money and the people to properly aid and rebuild these devastated areas. And what burns me even more is that Democratic politicians will continue to say that we have to finish the job that we started, or that the best we can hope for is to withdraw the troops by sometime in 2006. It burns me that Republican politicians will continue to say that we're being anti-American in order to try and crush the 67% of people in this country who thinks that this country is headed in the wrong direction. And even as this government tries to wash the racism of this disaster off of its hands, it remains. From the disproportionate amount of African Americans in prison, to the disproportionate amount of people of color on the front lines of this war, to the disproportionate amount and highly unequal funding for schools in poor communities and communities of color. And I say it is a sick system from the very top of its head to the very bottom of its toes, and it needs antibiotics. It is a sick system that thinks it's a good choice to place killing children in Iraq over saving the lives of people in Louisiana. It is a sick system that forces the young people to sacrifice their lives in a deadly war in order to have just a glimmer of a chance at a possibility for higher education. It is a sick system that says we are poor and we must remain so while the rich in this country pay absolutely no taxes. It is a sick system that says the best we can hope for is 50 million people without health care. It is a sick system that says that 900 people dead so far in New Orleans is a good thing because at least it's not 10,000. So this is a system that I want to dismantle and build anew, because I am a socialist. And I don't just want that, but I see it as necessary to move forward for a just and humane world. I see Prop I, College Not Combat, as a part of that process. It's why the ISO supports it. It's the beginning. We want to pass this thing, not just by a little, but by a lot. By a heck of a lot. And it's something that will give us the hope to fight for more. It's why you should get involved not only with the College Not Combat Committee and Prop I, but you should get involved with the socialists, because the time for inaction has passed. The time now is to seize on the massive failures of those in power and to move forward.
Thank you very much, Amanda. I like to
that I didn't understand when he told me. He told me that the opposite of love is fear. That Bush administration wants to spread fear. Fear that if you are an undocumented person that you will be deported. Fear that if you are driving while black or brown, you will be pulled over and arrested. Fear that smoking a little weed will get you arrested. Fear of speaking out against this illegal and immoral policies of the Bush administration. We are here today to show them that we are not afraid. We are not afraid to say that this war is illegal, immoral, and wrong. We can no longer expect the political process to carry the will of the people forward. The Democrats have failed. The Republicans have failed to carry the message of the people. The Democrats are not an opposition party. The position of most Democrats on the war is that we should just continue. We should not set a deadline for withdrawal. Madeleine Albright and the governor of New Mexico, a potential presidential candidate, have both said that the fact that 500,000 Iraqi children died as a result of sanctions was justified because of U.S. security concerns. That is wrong, and that is a worldview that is based on fear. We have a new worldview, and it is not based on fear. And we are here today to show that sometimes direct action is the only reaction when there are these kind of illegal and immoral policies that are being carried forward. Peace!
The priorities of this system are, they have money for war, but they don't have money for victims. They have money, they can spend money on executions and they can't even pick up the dead bodies of people in New Orleans. But they've not only shown how misplaced the priorities are, they've also proven that anger, our anger and rage alone, will not be enough to change things. A few days after Katrina devastated Louisiana and Mississippi, Barbara Bush was interviewed in Houston and said people She said that poor people sheltered in the Astrodome were actually better off now than they had been before. I think what this shows is that if we do not have a movement, they will continue to get away with outrages like this. And one of the most important things we can do right now to build that movement is to get military recruiters out of our schools. They are there lying to students to get them to kill and die for a rich person's war. They have been caught telling students how to create fake high school diplomas. They've been caught telling students how to fake passing a drug test. And they've also been caught telling students that if they do not meet with the recruiters that they will be arrested. Education should be free and students should not be harassed to join the military while they are at school.
That's right.
And that's why it's important that everyone vote yes on Proposition I in November. We also need to get the word out about this campaign so everyone sees the signs, the college.combat signs that everyone is holding up. We have a table in the back. Make sure you grab one. There should be one in every window in this city. We also have buttons and pamphlets, and also sign up to get involved. I think we all know what we'll read in the the corporate press tomorrow, which is that this march, it's great, all these people came out, but really it's San Francisco and it really doesn't matter. The College Not Combat campaign got an email just last week from a student at University of Wisconsin who had military recruiters who had took over his fitness classes, and he was really angry about this, and he didn't know what to do about it, so he emailed the campaign. I think what we're doing today is we're building a movement that will then spread from San Francisco to other places, so eventually there's no place that a military recruiter can go without being yelled at, without being told that they have no place, they have no right to be there in the schools. So everyone vote yes on Prop I in November, and let's get the military out of there.